it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
What is good, everybody? Rob Stats Guerrera here, joined by a very special guest, someone I had the privilege of working with back at NBC back in the day, from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Westwood One, the Philadelphia Eagles draft coverage, CBS Sports. Did I leave anything out, Ross Tucker?
Those are the big ones. No, those are the ones that matter. I do games for the Eagles, CBS, and Westwood One, and then I've got the Ross Tucker Podcast Network. So if you like betting, it's Even Money. If you like fantasy, it's Fantasy Feast. And if you just like football, it's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. But yeah, that's about it, Stats. Always good to see you. Always good to talk with you. Man, I don't think we've talked since the Super Bowl, bro. Are you over it yet?
I will never be over it, Ross. Never in my life will I be over the fact that the 49ers chose to give Patrick Mahomes the ball second in overtime. And when the Niners got the ball first and drove down the field, they kicked a freaking field goal instead of going for it on fourth down. That will never leave me.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting on a lot of different levels, right? Because I've spoken to a bunch of very smart people about this. And I don't really think that anybody, you know, can definitively say which one is the right answer or not, right? To take the ball first or to go ahead and kick. I do think you can make an argument and a discussion that if you're going against Mahomes, maybe you should be more aggressive when you have the ball the first time in overtime. However, you know, in fairness, they only scored, how many points had the Chiefs even scored to that point, right? Like, they hadn't even scored that many points. So I can see both sides. I mean, I think there's more individual plays I look at as opposed to just focusing on that one decision.
There's so many things, but I don't want to relitigate the Super Bowl because we got the draft coming up. I know you're here for myfrontpagestory.com, which is a fantastic gift idea, and we're going to get to that, but the draft is just days away. The 49ers are, in my opinion, in need of offensive linemen, and this appears to be the draft that you would want to have that need for, Ross. How good are the offensive linemen in this draft?
Very good. I mean, just talking with some people, Stats, that think that there might be six of them that go in the first 15 picks, and I actually do think there's a decent amount of depth as well, to the point where when the Niners are drafting at 31, if they want to take an offensive lineman, I think there are guys they can take there that could really be difference-making players for them. and have a great chance to start pretty much right away. Certainly, I know that the Niners are returning their offensive lines a little bit different, but man, you get guys that are guard types that could start at guard and then maybe bump out the tackle. You know, it's funny, there's some similarities between the 49ers and the Eagles in the sense that a lot of conversation in Philadelphia is that the Eagles need a starting right guard, but they also need the heir apparent to Lane Johnson at right tackle. So a lot of people believe that's what the Eagles are hoping to draft. And boy, that might sound like the Niners too, right? You know, somebody that could start at guard, but then perhaps take over for Trent at some point.
John Lynch just had a press conference yesterday. He said one of the things he liked about a lot of the players in this draft is that they have kind of tackle guard flexibility. So I have been poring over scouting reports, looking at offensive linemen in this draft. You know, let me read about this guy, read about that guy. I need your help. You played in the league. What things about offensive linemen are fixable with development and time, and what things are just kind of like, other than size, obviously, because you can't really do much about size, but what are the things that are kind of like, hey, you either have it or you don't?
Well, either have it or you don't in terms of certain physical traits, right? Like arm length, size, athleticism, you're not really going to be able to improve that much. And there's certainly a school of thought to try to get elite athletes, and then the technique stuff is stuff you can improve upon, right? I think there are different opinions on how much you can improve a guy's FBI, you know, football intelligence, football IQ, which is really important for the position. I mean, it's interesting stats. I can tell you so many guys I played with that looked awesome in one-on-ones, right? Like, they had long arms. They were strong. They could block anybody in a one-on-one situation. But when you get out there and it's a unit of five and the picture changes as the defensive guys move around and, okay, now we got to get that linebacker. We got to get this guy. They just couldn't see it great. And I think you can improve upon that because Jason Peters, I was with him when he improved upon that, right? They moved him from tight end to offensive line when I was in Buffalo. It's actually wild stats. Think about this. There was a time when I was an NFL starter on a team and Jason Peters was on the practice squad. Think about that. I mean, think about that. That might be like my claim to fame. So, but anyway, I think you can improve the football intelligence. I think you can improve technique, you know, to an extent on the football intelligence. You really can't make guys' arms longer or faster or bigger. And that's why, you know, you look at Trent Williams, he's just such a rare athlete at the position, or Lane Johnson at right tackle, ridiculous for the Eagles. You know, you think about like the Eagles offensive line in recent years, it's crazy stats. I mean, Lane Johnson at right tackle, okay, he was a quarterback in junior college, tight end Oklahoma, then he moved to offensive line. Jason Kelce was a linebacker at Cincinnati before they moved him to center. Cam Jurgens, who will start at center now that Kelce retired, was a tight end for Nebraska after playing running back in high school. Jordan Mailata was running the ball in rugby, running around, running people over. So just unique athleticism to be able to play the way they do. And then Landon Dickerson, the other guy, he's just a monster, a mover of men, 6'6", probably 360. So the Eagles certainly go after traits, whereas the Niners, they've done a really good job of getting by up front with guys that don't have elite traits and also that they don't have to pay elite money to. It's one reason why they're able to pay all these other skill guys and McCaffrey, what they're paying him, and Kittle and stuff. They're not really paying that many of these offensive linemen.
They're not paying any of them outside of Trent Williams. It's Trent Williams and the collection of, I mean, what? Spencer Burford, John Feliciano at right guard, Colton McKivitz, who the Niners cut at one point. He wasn't even good enough to be on the roster. Then he went into last year as the unquestioned starter. I'd like to see some investment in the offensive line. You could have mentioned Joe Staley, by the way, as a guy who started as a tight end in college and went to the 49ers. Feel free to talk about the 49ers on the show instead of the Eagles.
You know, that's a great point. Staley was a legit athlete. Loved the way he played. I mean, loved the way he played. Niners have been fortunate to to more or less, I don't know if there was a gap between Staley and Trent Williams, but
nope.
Feels like they've had an elite athlete at that position for a long time.
The last game Staley played was the Super Bowl in 2019, and they traded for Trent Williams. So that just carried. They actually improved at left tackle from Joe Staley to Trent Williams, which is pretty crazy. Want to get to some more draft questions in a minute, but I do want to talk about myfrontpagestory.com. It's why you're here. If you need a gift idea, because we've talked about this before, Mother's Day is coming up next month. Tell everybody why myfrontpagestory.com is the best gift idea.
Well, so for those of you watching, and everybody else I know is listening, it's because I literally texted my mom, what should I get my wife for Mother's Day? Like, it's so hard to know what to get your mom or your wife for Mother's Day. And I'll ask my wife what I should get my mom, right? Take the guesswork out. Go to myfrontpagestory.com. You literally talk to a writer for, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes while you're driving home from work. Or you can just fill out an email if you'd rather do that. They write this incredible story about how amazing your mom is. And she is, right? Like, they may not like their mom. Moms are like the number one draft choice every year. Get them something cool. Get them something that'll make them cry happy tears. Get them something that they'll hang in their house forever. And get them something that you'll be able to say to them, like, you want to do something special? So you had a story written about them. Myfrontpagestory.com. Listen, it's the gold standard podcast. Make it the gold standard Mother's Day gift. Myfrontpagestory.com.
Nicely done. I like how that was smooth. You incorporated it in. This is not your first rodeo, Ross.
No, and I do like, I really like the name, Stats. I do. Because the Niners on some level have been the gold standard since the 80s. I kind of think I like that a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's get back to the draft and what the 49ers are going to do. A big question is, what the heck are they going to do with Brandon Ayuk? He wants a new deal. The Niners can be tough negotiators. I've made the argument that you could, if you trade Brandon Ayuk, you could use the picks you get from him to bolster your offensive line and actually end up being a better football team in the end. Does that argument hold water with you?
I do think they could use the picks for offensive linemen. I mean, honestly, Stats, they could also use the picks on receivers. You know, I mean, they could get a receiver who they think could really help them for a lot cheaper than what Ayuk wants. Ayuk wants a ton of money. I get it. I don't blame him. I hope every player gets as much money as they possibly can. But when you look at the complexion of the 49ers and everybody they're already paying and what Brock Purdy's going to be making a year from now, they need to start to really consider that. And you can't pay everybody. I'm sure they're trying to sort it out, but I would not be shocked if they looked at it and said, you know what? Depending on what we could get for Ayuk, we could get O lineman and a receiver who's going to be on a rookie contract and be able to do some of the things that Ayuk does. My question, Stats, I'd love to see who's the team out there in a draft that's this good at receiver that wants to trade all kinds of picks to pay Ayuk $25 million a year. I just don't know that they're out there, man. I mean, the Niners don't want to pay him that, period, let alone give up picks for the right to do him that, pay him that. And if you're one of these teams, wouldn't you rather just take Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison Jr.? I think even if the Niners were very open to trading him, and I bet you they probably are, I just don't know if there's going to be a huge market for Brandon Ayuk via trade.
I think Pittsburgh at 20. That would be one that I would circle, because here's the thing. You can roll the dice in the draft with any of those receivers you mentioned, but a lot of them are going to stink because that's what the history of the NFL tells us. Brandon Ayuk is a proven commodity. You know what you're getting. Yes, he's going to cost more, but you're paying for certainty. So I look at Pittsburgh possibly. Would Baltimore consider it? I know they're only one spot ahead of the Niners, so it's like, okay, great, you're getting the 30th pick. But those are the two teams I look at, like maybe Ayuk could be a fit there.
Well, so for Pittsburgh, they have such a track record of drafting good receivers that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. And I disagree with the paying for a known commodity piece of it. There's a graveyard full of guys that in free agency go to new teams and it doesn't work out, whether it's scheme, whether they don't have the same type of motivation because you know, they got to the finish line in their mind, which was the big second contract or whatever. You know, I'll put it to you this way. I don't think Ayuk would be nearly as productive with the Steelers as he would be with the Niners because of Kyle Shanahan and that scheme.
I agree with you. I think that his best fit is in San Francisco. But I'm trying to find a home for him, assuming somebody wants to trade for him. Clearly, Pittsburgh, you know, look, Russell Wilson is no spring chicken. Do they have time to sit around and wait for a wide receiver to develop? I mean, Ayuk himself, if you believe what the 49ers will sell you, that he took a couple years to develop into a good player. So I don't know. We'll see how it ends with Brandon Ayuk. I hope he stays. You can find a way to pay him. The Eagles are paying two wide receivers and a quarterback, so it can be done. But anyway, Russ Tucker, thank you so much for the time. MyFrontPageStory.com, the perfect gift idea. Hope we can talk to you again soon.
Of course. Anytime, Stats. Love coming on the Gold Standard. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.